Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Feds are set to announce tomorrow, according to the AP, that you have no Second Amendment. Now, the announcement will be that you have a Second Amendment, but that it means they can ban your guns. It's like saying you have a right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and they cut your head off. You say, but we have a right to cut your head off. That's unbelievable. At the same time, there's insane news, like world's first moving building by Italian to be built in Dubai, where Cheney and the elite are all moving. We have other news. I remember telling you this 8 years ago because I read Toyota and Ford consortium meeting. A retina scanner will scan your eye when you get in your car passively. It means you don't have to even ask it. It'll lock in on your eye and then scan it. If it shows you're tired, it won't let you start the car. Then when you have medical problems, it'll decide you can't drive the car. And there's going to be in-dash breathalyzers, passive breathalyzers. They're already trying to put cameras in the cars that are going to watch you. This will be hooked into the local emergency management center that's really the federal center. This is motorist.org, mandatory in-car breathalyzers coming. And it says Ford, GM, Toyota, others are doing it. It is coming. You are all guilty until proven innocent. See, this is the new world. All of your computers with cameras built in are watching you now whenever they want. There are built-in microphones. They've announced they're listening to you now. Total lawlessness, cameras in school bathrooms, felon cops everywhere running around. It's just hell. Hell is here. It says if you're not convicted drunk driver, should you still be required to have an in-car breathalyzer fitted at your expense to next to your new vehicle in a niche in your new vehicle? Apparently, some automakers, including GM and Toyota, think so. They and a few others are working together under the auspices of something called the Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety, which is a $10 million federal program that is trying to develop just the technology for mass introduction a few years from now. And what they'll do is California and Germany and a few other areas will force it. Then it'll be adopted on all cars. And I remember telling you 10 years ago when OnStar came out that I read in the federal documents that they were listening to you. Now it's come out they are. And now the cops locally dial into the emergency center and they kill your car. All got slave kill switches, breathalyzers, scanning, reading our license plates. Aggravated felons are in the squad cars behind you. They've killed hundreds of apiece getting back from Iraq. It's death time, folks. It's evil time. The good troops that don't like it, they get rotated out. But the psycho killers, they bring them right back, and they're in uniform, and they're going to run everything. They're going to make sure, as this country sucked dry, we don't struggle too hard. As every liberty and every freedom and everything we are is destroyed. At the moment, the only people who have to deal with and pay for it in car breathalyzers are convicted drunks. The devices are basically ignition locks that prevent the vehicle ignition from being started until the would-be driver blows in the tube and the system determines he's not liquored up. By 2012, the in-breath sniffers will be standard equipment in every new vehicle sold, force-fed to you by the tag team in Washington and Detroit, and, of course, by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. No conviction necessary. No nothing. Just everyone gets it. And last Monday before I left town, it was in the London Telegraph, the British government has announced all prisoners and all parolees will be implanted with microchips next year, according to plans. Now remember, they announced 6 years ago they were going to do that in California, but then there were lawsuits and they backed off. That was in Reuters. See, first it's a bracelet, an anklet. Now it's a chip. And we were kooks, we were nuts, but now the military's getting them. Now, I'm going to tell you something again, cops, military. Go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and be on power trips. You are being injected with mercury poison and cancer viruses. I've played top eugenicist on the show and the inventor of the polio vaccine, a top bioweapons expert, a top eugenicist, laughing about how they put cancer viruses in it and how they use monkeys from bioweapons tests to take the blood to make it. Now, they're doing it right now. They are murdering you right now. Have enough courage to not believe me, but to go check out my claims. We get it all up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. I'm begging you, enforcers, even if you like killing us, you need to realize your masters like killing you.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll free number 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, every town, every city already is putting in license plate reading systems to track, trace, tax. They're going to announce that people who Homeland Security says are on criminal or terror watch list cannot move outside cities or move at night. They already do that in China with their control grid. The government's announcing that that's coming. It's just total enslavement, breathalyzers in all cars. Everyone will have to breathalyze to start the car. That's mainstream news. Just total tyranny. Also, Human Events is reporting Nancy Pelosi has announced they are going to basically bring back the fairness doctrine. They'll let mainline liberal or mainline conservative fake talk radio on, but they mean internet radio, everything. They are going to try to regulate it and say that you don't have no free speech and cannot say you don't like Barack Obama or you don't like George Bush. I'm not kidding. We lost free speech for a while in this country. And then it went away, and now that there's actually some free speech happening, they're coming after us. You can't make this stuff up. They're just attacking the First Amendment, attacking the Second, attacking the Fourth, the Fifth. Now, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And Congress has tried to pass a bunch of bills to put a federal tax on all internet transactions. And now they've introduced legislation that is set to pass today. And that's the AP headline, by the way. Is that they are set to pass today $300 million mortgage rescue up for a vote. And in it still is what's known as the eBay reporting provision. Now, eBay and others already report everything you do to the government. This is all shopping carts, everything, and a lot of shopping carts, you make about $200 a year or less. You'll have to pay to be next to stand to one of the big three wire transfer systems, and they will report everything you do to the government. No judge, no jury, no warrant, no making you violate your rights and violate your Fifth Amendment against incriminating yourself. They just do it, kind of like all prescriptions you get are now uploaded to the feds. Violating your Fourth Amendment. Oh, you thought it was for Al-Qaeda. Everything's surveilled. All your bank accounts are already surveilled criminally. The government doesn't have to get it from the bank. They're hooked in. Totally criminal. So they're trying to retroactively, just like with the Pfizer bill, make their criminal activity, because this is a felony every time the government's been doing this, they're trying to retroactively make it legal. Now, the experts on this are the folks at FreedomWorks, and I think it's best for them to tell you who they are. We have Max Pappas, their director of public policy, on with us. They warned us about the provision. I read the bill. I think it's even worse than their interpretation. This is for the national sales tax. This is for the total control grid. And this is to make your brick-and-mortar businesses, is the next phase, hook into the web for instant reporting. Thank you for coming on, sir. Tell us about the group first, yourself, and then tell us about the bill.
Well, we're FreedomWorks. We're a nationwide advocacy group, a grassroots organization that fights for lower taxes, less government, and more freedom. Our chairman is Dick Armey. He's the former House Majority Leader. We've got a great website at freedomworks.org. And we work with concerned citizens across the country who want government to leave them alone. We organize them in state chapters. We've got state leaders across the country. Everybody's free to join. You can sign up on freedomworks.org and help us fight for less government.
Now, love Dick Armey or hate Dick Armey, he has shot down, when he was in Congress, internet taxation bills repeatedly.
That's right. And he was also one of the few Republicans in the majority at the time who was working against the Patriot Act.
Yeah, so we owe Dick Armey for that up in Dallas. Tell us about this, for those that don't know, what this is going to mean.
Well, to first draw the bigger picture, we've got a big problem going on with this mortgage bailout bill. It's looking like it's the Bank of America countrywide bailout bill, more than the I'm having a hard time paying my mortgage bailout bill. It turns out some publishers found out this weekend that Bank of America lobbyists wrote a draft piece of legislation that they gave to the Senate that looks an awful lot like what Senator Dodd, who got a special loan from Countrywide, introduced as his mortgage bailout bill. And as some of the listeners probably know, Bank of America said that it's going to buy Countrywide, so you've got a interesting circle going on there with Senator Dodd saving $75,000 on his mortgage with his special rate from Countrywide, which is going to be bought out by Bank of America, which drafted the legislation that Senator Dodd introduced. So deep inside that bill, and we're wondering why it's even in this bill, is a provision for payment card and third-party network information reporting, which is basically deputizing the America's payment processing system to keep an eye out for the government, which is a horrible precedent to begin with. Basically, if you're a small business or an eBay power seller, you're being treated like a criminal on parole, and you're going to be required to participate in an unprecedented level of reporting to the federal government.
Well, it's also slavery to make the companies do this. In the past, when they made telecom spy on us, they had to give them $9 billion to pay for it. In this case, it's just going to be you're going to report on yourself, and these companies are going to report on you with all this new paperwork, and that'll be passed on as a tax.
That's right. The portion of the bill that this appears on is the funding portion of the bill, or the tax portion of the bill. And the reason it's in there is because that the purported idea of this is that this is going to increase tax compliance among internet sellers. So the government is going to create this giant federal database, which is going to be a ripe target for anybody who wants to get into private information, because what the companies are going to have to report are tax identification numbers, and if you're a small business, chances are that's your Social Security number. So the federal government is violating its own recently stated principle that the best way to protect privacy is to use Social Security numbers less by putting this in place, which is going to increase the use of Social Security numbers by people who are fairly casual sellers on eBay, which is going to be very attractive for those who want to get in. And what they're planning on doing is using this to get you to pay more taxes on more Internet transactions. So it's a twofer.
How do we stop it?
Well, as you mentioned at the top of the show, there's a this might get voted on in the Senate today. Fortunately, the Democrats are giving us a little bit of help in that it may get voted on in the Senate today, but there are so many differences in the provisions between the House and the Senate bill that this may end up having to go back to the House of Representatives. So that may give us a few more weeks. One of the interesting differences in provisions is the Senate bill. Remember, this is part of a giant mortgage bailout bill. The Senate wants to bail out people with mortgages up to, I believe it's $650,000, while the House wants to bail out people with mortgages up to $750,000. I think the difference might be partly explained by Nancy Pelosi leading the House in San Francisco, where there are more $750,000 houses. That seems to be a pretty high threshold to be getting taxpayer dollars to save your house that you probably...
Yeah, the Democrats are always saying, help the little guy, and here they are wanting to bail out people with $750,000 houses when the rest of us are going to have to pay for it in taxes.
Yeah, this is going directly on the back of everybody who's been a responsible mortgage payer, and on the back of the people who are renters, which includes myself. I haven't been able to afford to buy a house in Washington, D.C. because the prices got out of control. I could have done a risky mortgage, but I decided not to. And those of us who have been trying to save their money or who are paying their mortgages on time, which is about 96% of the population, are going to be asked to pay for these people who bought $750,000 houses in San Francisco when they probably shouldn't have.
Or pay for Ed McMahon when he loses his house, basically.
Yes, sir, yes. What you can do is, and what we've been doing and what we've been getting our army of activists around the country to do, is call up your senator and tell him to not vote for this bill. I can give you a free 1-866 number. It's 1-866-928-3035. And we'll put you right through to your senator, and you can tell them to stop this ridiculous housing bailout bill with its affront to American privacy.
Well, talk about police state pork barrel. It's a bill about supposedly bailing out people in trouble with their mortgages, and they've got a thing in there about taxing and regulating all of the shopping carts, which most of the shopping carts I know of are little old ladies that sell maybe two pairs of mittens a month or a week, or people selling Beanie Babies. I mean, this is going to be devastating.
It is, and I just recently came across another provision that I don't know as much about, but this is, again, a 600-page bill that they just threw out there. There's a national fingerprint registry for mortgage brokers.
And if you read deeper into that, they plan to have all professions under Homeland Security. You will thumbprint to get in and out of work, and then that will track everything you do and your employment. And then people say, well, good, that'll stop illegals. Uh-uh. They're going to be legalized under the guest worker program.
That's right. And I don't know who's putting all of these pieces in, but I do know that it's Senator Grassley who introduced this this eBay Amazon provision.
That's right. He will run around and say that he's fighting the police state, but meanwhile, he is involved in so much of it.
He is, and he's developed a particular affinity for this sense of poking his nose into other people's business. He's been snooping around a lot of nonprofit organizations in the country, particularly going after some of the church groups with this sort of investigation. And he's just going to get more information. You know, when you create a big pot of information like this for one particular industry, you end up with mission creep, where this pot of information exists and somebody else wants it, they're going to find a way to get it.
Well, let's be honest about it. They're using all this data to basically selectively target whoever they want. Both parties do it. And most of the data leaks we have are from government programs. Most of the identity theft is government leaks. And then they come back and say, we need more numbers, more tracking, which only makes it worse. Final segment with our guest. He is the Director of Public Policy at FreedomWorks. Stay there, Max. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
All right, final segment with our guest. I wanted to bring this up to him because he's in a public interest lobbying group or public interest watchdog, more properly said, who is there tracking and tracing what's happening in government. And both Republicans and Democrats, this is the gang raping of liberty, of freedom. This is government preparing scores of new taxes, green taxes, carbon taxes, regulations, surveillance, control. Surveillance is control, is taxation. And they admit that's what all this is for. And so going back to the director of public policy at FreedomWorks, Max Pappas. Max, in closing, you've got about 4 minutes. What is the climate going to be like now with the new administration, whether it's McCain or Obama? What are we facing? Because all the indicators I see is that if you thought a tripling of government under Bush or a doubling under Clinton was bad, prepare yourself. The OECD internationally says they want us to go to an 84% tax rate.
Yeah, there seems to be a surprising amount of support for tax increases out there, particularly coming from Senator Obama. There's been, I think, two particularly interesting incidences where he's come out, and I think he's probably the first candidate since Walter Mondale to publicly say that he would raise taxes. One is on Social Security, and the other is on capital gains. It was an interesting. It was during one of the national televised debates with Hillary Clinton. One of the moderators asked him, said, "So Obama, you support capital gains tax increases, but we've seen that when capital gains tax rates go down, revenues go up, and when capital gains taxes go up, federal revenues go down. So you couldn't possibly support such an increase for more revenue for the government." And Senator Obama said he supported it for fairness, which is to say that he explicitly said he supports raising taxes for redistributive purposes, even if it means less prosperity for the Americans and less revenue for the government, which is some pretty startling. And then today there's an interesting op-ed in the Wall Street Journal that talks about Senator Obama's Social Security plan, and it looks at the numbers and it finds that although what he would do would take the cap off of Social Security taxes.
Well, for those that don't know, the average person is paying 7 to 9% on Social Security. Your employer then has to match that, and so that's what happens is you end up paying out of your paycheck for that. So we're talking 14 to 18%. You're never going to see it. It's already gone. And I guess now they're going to just, I mean, that's a whole other taxing system, and people don't realize that.
That's right. And they looked at the numbers, and Obama's aides were asked, well, what have you seen that this will do for the solvency problem of Social Security? And they admitted that they hadn't really looked into the numbers. So this journalist looked into the numbers and looked into the Social Security trustees' reports and said, it looks like this giant increase would do, at best, reduce a third of the unfunded liability, while at the same time would be one of the greatest increases in tax increases in American history and bring our tax rates back to the levels that they were in the 1970s when they got so high that they completely stopped economic progress.
Well, Max, let's talk turkey. We got at least 15% compounded inflation. The dollar's plunging. That's why oil is exploding. None of our media will say that. I've got to agree with George Carlin. At least financially, we're done. And to have the Democrats and Republicans saying spin, 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 that's because they're just looting. I mean, you talk to congressmen in private, they say it's all gone. They're just buying houses in Switzerland. I mean, do you get that type of response from anybody in Washington, or does anybody admit to you what they've admitted to me?
Well, there's certainly no money in the Social Security Trust Fund, that's for sure, because all the Social Security Trust Fund is a box of IOUs because all that money's been loaned to other parts of the government to be spent.
Yeah, and just to fund Social Security in 20 years, they've said over 80% taxation just for that. And it's just over, folks. It's over. Give out the website. Give out the number for folks to call and tell them not to pass this total federal takeover of commerce.
All right. Well, we've got freedomworks.org is our main website. We've got angryrenter.com, which is our protest against the mortgage bailout bill. We've also got gaspriceprotest.com, which is telling Congress to drill American oil and produce American oil to reduce our dependence and help lower the costs. And we'll put you through to your congressman or your senator to tell them to drill in America now and to avoid this mortgage bailout. If you call us at 866-928-3035.
Max, thank you so much for spending time with us. That's Max Pappas, the Director of Public Policy, FreedomWorks. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you very much.
You better take care. I'm going to come back, get into all the news, and then we've got, I haven't even gotten into the new 9/11 developments today. It's just literally insane how much is happening.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, Selt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and Healy bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Still America, we had a little bit of freedom. And the police were respectful. We had a Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the more liberty we had, the less crime we had. And the more secure we were. When the military-industrial complex came in, with the same systems they used to overthrow other countries and control people, started staging terror attacks, started shipping in drugs to screw everything up. Now they push pharmaceuticals on all the kids, their goal. Under the New Freedom Initiative of President Bush, half the kids on psychotropics, whose molecule is more dangerous than that of PCP. They're going to do it. They're going to hire felons to be your police and military. Just on your face, criminal government, totally rogue, totally evil. They're now retroactively legalizing warrantless wiretapping, face scanning citizens, tracking everything. Microchipping prisoners, parolees, just total criminal government. They are going to hurt us bad. And I'm not trying to be overly negative here. I cannot describe how serious things are. I'm trying to get you upset so you realize how late it is. And if you're a good person in the military, a good person in the police force, I mean, folks, I whacked my shin and I've got an abscess in the bone. I'm in excruciating pain, but I'm live here on air because this is serious, and the things that are happening are serious. I'm not whining. I'm just letting you know I may be a little bit grumpy today. Oh, man. Mandatory in-car breathalyzers coming. I already covered this. It's just, who can get over it? Prisoners to be microchipped in prison and out of prison. Who could? You just can't make this stuff up. Troublemakers in the U.S., millions on the criminal list, the anti-terror list. All tracked and traced, all controlled. It's just hellish. They're going to legalize all the illegal aliens under the system. They tell the idiot public they're doing all this to control the illegal aliens. The poor illegal aliens, I don't even hate them. I mean, they want a better life. They're filled with a nationalistic hatred of the U.S. They haven't had their nationalism destroyed yet. And they don't understand that they're being manipulated and controlled to help bring down the U.S. McCain says only World War III would justify a draft. Only World War III would prompt Republican presidential candidate John McCain to bring back the military draft, McCain said on Tuesday. Many Americans are fearful the U.S. government may be forced to reinstate the draft given the prolonged Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Gee, I wonder why. Because they've introduced a score of bills and are trying to pass it in the military, the Army, the Joint Chiefs have called for a draft. Maybe because there is a draft of the people that have already served 2, 3, 4 tours in combat. Something they didn't even do in Vietnam or Korea or World War II. A couple years ago, I'd read the bills on air, and national news would do articles saying we were conspiracy theorists, it didn't exist. I mean, introduced bills, trying to pass it, the Pentagon supporting it, the draft boards reactivated 5 years ago, ready, draft board heads saying, yeah, we're going to have a draft soon, Republican memos saying we're going to be hit by terrorists, we're going to have martial law and a draft, but you got a bunch of yuppies trained to say everything's fine, and they just say, that isn't true. So they're not going to call it a draft. They're going to call it national service. And the yuppies will stick their 18-year-old sons and daughters in there to get turned into hamburger. And as they're marched off, they'll say it isn't a draft. Because nobody makes me a stinking yuppie do anything. And the stinking yuppies, as their dollar implodes, will tell you, hey, my dollar isn't devalued. They'll tell you to your face. It's fine. Like, I got clips of them on Wall Street saying it's got the same value. Doesn't matter everywhere it doesn't. They'll just say it doesn't. It's called invincible ignorance. They want to be slaves. They want to have bad things happen. And they always squeal and cry and go, I've always supported the police. I stick the little coward stickers on my car saying I donate to them. And they beat my wife up, or they beat me up, or they arrested me for my seatbelt being off. I was in my neighborhood at the mailbox. Or, they beat my kid up, and I can't believe it. I mean, help me, help me. The government doesn't care. They went to court and they didn't care. That's right, slave, they don't care about you. It's like in 1984, Winston's idiot neighbor who worships the police state and loves the fact that his kids have denounced him as a traitor. And he says, well, I didn't know I was a traitor, but, you know, he'd work like an extra 20 hours a week for the government just to prove how much he loved him. I guess I do deserve to be killed. My children denounced me. They're the same. It's like, I deserve to go to a FEMA camp. It's of the Lord. Ask about the possibility of a potential voter in Florida during a telephone town hall meeting. McCain said, I don't want what would make a draft happen unless we were in an all-out war like World War III. You got to love it. A bunch of draft dodgers, the Bush administration, the Clintons, all preparing for a draft. On this subject, it's just really weird. Very, very strange. But the media is playing it off like, oh, there was a little security scare. It was a little something funny happened. A little something. Don't worry about it. Move along. Nothing to see here. Israel investigates security scare at Sarkozy departure. Tel Aviv suicide cop family says he was happy. That's right. Assassination scares Nicolas Sarkozy and wife, Carla, as policeman shoots himself in the head just yards away. Just a little reminder, you're our Mossad agent, your family's Mossad. You are going to follow orders and do exactly as we say. And does it matter if it destroys your political career saying you're pro-war and attack Iran? You will say it or you will die, Sarkozy. Or they were trying to kill him, the claim that some Muslim had done it, and the guy who was programmed to do it went ahead and did the disposal feature instead of carrying out the killing first. Nicolas Sarkozy was at the center of assassination scare yesterday when a police officer at the ceremony fatally shot himself in the head. You always wonder, the government's hiring all these aggravated felons and people to be their supporters and their bosses. Aren't they worried about hardcore rapists? I mean, that was in the Washington Post and Washington Times, that they're hiring rapists to join the military. And I'm like, oh, hiring rapists is bad and arsonist is bad. And they're just like, shut up, you're anti-America. Shut up, traitor. Questioning us is illegal. I put a trailer out about getting firemen and police and medical workers medical treatment, my new film, and the troops are on the site. You link through to their YouTube pages. As I said, it's a big deal. And they're on there saying, we're going to kill you. Yes, we're going to kill you. You're a traitor trying to get us medical treatment. I mean, they do not want it. They want to suck in poison and love their God. I'm not kidding. They are committed to evil, folks, just as much as we're committed to goodness. They are committed. And you've got a blind, idiot population that can't see what's around them. Assassination scare for Nicolas Sarkozy and wife. Look at this. Israeli suicide cop family refute claims that he killed himself. The family of Raed Assad Radin Gadan, that's a long name, an Israeli guard who shot in the head during a farewell ceremony for President Nicolas Sarkozy at Tel Aviv Airport, refutes claims today that he committed suicide. Mr. Gadan, 32, of the northern Druze village of Bet Jen, could not have killed himself, said a family member to the local press. We scornfully reject the claims that our son took his life. He was a kind-hearted and happy person. He had a family, and there was no reason for him to do such a thing. The officer's father, Assad Gahan, said that he had last seen his son in good spirits. He had a family, he had friends, he had plans for a future, and had no reason to commit suicide. Yeah, but I bet it's going to come out he was in a special military psychological unit before. You'll watch. And a lot of times they don't follow program. They dispose of themselves. It took police representatives several hours to reach the family who lived in a remote village in Israel's north. Naif Ganan, the officer's brother, said the officials who came to inform the family of the death said that the circumstances of the incident were still being investigated. Yeah, this is a made-up cover story. He probably tried to fight some operative. They'll usually have some Lakudnik who will then go to jail for doing it, smiling and laughing when it's on video that he doesn't shoot the person and they drag him into a car and drive off. And something's fishy here. Kind of like they told this Benazir Bhutto hit her head on the car and died, and then the video comes out and they just spray her with bullets. And everybody else in the world knows it's a lie, and they later came out and admit it was a lie, but in the U.S. it is still said she hit her head, and it is believed by the cattle. Because they are fluoride heads. They have rot holes all in their brains. They are just destroyed, mercury-filled slaves just loving it. And they are going to love what else happens to them, let me tell you. Very suspicious, and we'll find out more. Israel prodding U.S. to attack Iran. We're going to cover that coming up. There's also a bunch of economic news that I want to cover now. But before we do that, because there was a Bloomberg report, as you know, over the weekend, posted, we have a link to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And top brokerage houses are saying $5,000 an ounce gold within the next 2 years if inflation continues, and they say all signs are it is. Okay. If they're saying 5,000, folks, it is conservative to say 2,000. And if you follow the gold chart, listen to me carefully. Go type in 10-year gold chart. Type in 5-year gold chart. Type in long-term gold charts. Go look at them. Go look at them on the financial institution websites. Gold has gone from $267 an ounce 5 years ago to $900 an ounce is where it seems to have settled out. It'll go up to 920, back to 880, but back and forth in there. That always happens in the summer. Energy goes up in the summer, then goes down a little bit in the fall, then back up in the winter. There's those two peaks for it. Gold runs up in the fall and winter, and then goes down in the late spring, summer. It always, if you look at those charts, it is always up But in the last 6 years, it's been going up and then gaining more than it loses each year. You understand? It's going straight up. It's hyperbolic. Regardless, you can't take all the value of gold and silver away. Let's say it isn't even going to go up, which the experts are saying a five-fold increase. I don't know if I believe that. That's what they're saying, though. The conservatives are saying that. You know what that means? It means the dollar will be worthless if that happens. I hope that isn't the case. The bottom line, gold and silver will protect you. Gold and silver will always have intrinsic value, and they can't devalue it like Federal Reserve notes. And a lot of you haven't taken money out of the bank or CDs or stocks and bonds. Your stocks are down. You don't know what to do. Get a little bit of gold. You know, get a few pieces. See how easy it is to get. You know, spread it out. Put it in a safety deposit box. Put some with family. Silver, whatever. You've got it, and you've got something. The mainline people say 10 to 20% in metals. Okay, most of you who are even listeners of this show aren't 5% in metals. Let's say you got $20,000 in the bank. You don't have $1,000 in gold or silver. It's so portable. And with gold, you get the coins right at melt. Okay, instead of jewelry where there's a 2-3 times markup. Women say, oh, I have jewelry as an emergency investment. Yeah, but that diamond's marked up 3 times. That gold chain's marked up twice, 3 times. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting gold right down at melt. Now, if you wanted to be able to have one coin to get out of the country with, a coin you could get $100,000 for, those are just hard, you know, a little bit harder to sell, but that's the type of thing where you could have 2 or 3 coins in your pocket, things that look innocuous and get out. That's why art is such an important black market thing. And they're trying to black out the black market with this new stuff to shut down eBay, Amazon, your own private shopping cart. Everything will be reported and controlled. They know as things get squeezed and squeezed and more taxes, you're going to run to the underground economy. So there are collectors as well. Nothing like I was saying, you know, at $100,000, but that's what the real elite have. They'll have a little bag of coins that they need to fly out that are worth millions. You understand? These are the real currencies. This is what the elite has. I'm going to bring Ted Anderson up for just 3 minutes. Ted, now is the time for folks to move into precious metals while it's sitting still. It normally plunges in the summer. It's not. It's sitting there. It's sitting there.
Right about that, Alex. Right now definitely is the time to be getting into the gold and silver market. I mean, there were a lot of people that moved in last October, November, December. Obviously a very good time to get in as well, because it started at about $600 and then ran up to about $1,030 an ounce. Right now we're seeing it back off just about where you're saying. It's just hovering at that $900 level. I'll see it run up to about $940 and then it drops down to about $888 really is about where the bottom is, and that's where we're at right now. So if it's going to be even fluctuating between $888 and $940, obviously you want to buy it at the $888 level. This fall, things will pick back up again, just like it always does in the gold and silver business.
But the run is going to be phenomenal.
Oh, and you're talking about Bloomberg. For God's sakes, these people sell stocks, and they're telling people to buy gold. I mean, everybody knows that the United States dollar is doomed. And when I say United States dollar, I use that term so loosely because it really has nothing to do
with the private Federal Reserve.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with the U.S. People should be, I mean, if we have a revolution, it should be over that one alone.
Ted, tell folks the different offers you've got.
Yeah, right now we really have some really good buys. We have the Swiss and French franc and Belgium. They're at 194. It's a great buy.
And that's a fifth of an ounce.
It's a fifth of an ounce. And then we also have the British Sovereign, which is a quarter of an ounce. And that currently right now is trading at $243 a coin. I really think silver is a good buy at this particular time, too. Right now I'm suggesting that people get into that Walking Liberty half. They're at $182 per roll of 20. Again, Alex, the handwriting's on the wall. The dollar is going to be sliding as foreigners tend to get away from the U.S. dollar, and the smart money here in the United States is doing the same. They're getting the crap away from that United States dollar, I should say Federal Reserve note. It's so deceptive, but that's what
everything's a deception. It's like it's not our military. It's not our government.
Yeah,
it's a counterfeit fraud.
Comparatively speaking, I mean, I don't know how people can think, even in their mind, that having this paper note that is not even U.S. and it has to do with a private institution is better than having something that actually takes labor to pull out of the ground.
Yeah, there's just too much paper, and in this inflationary bubble, you got to get out of paper, folks. 800-686-2237. He's got the French and Swiss francs, beautiful little gold coins. They even have some collector value on them, but you're getting them basically as bullion. Ted, also, do you still have the silver dollar rolls?
Silver dollar rolls are available. You can ask for those when you call in. The Walking Liberty half rolls are even a better buy right now at this time because you get more silver per ounce.
Give them the number, dollar. Ted, 800-686-2237. Now, they got to say it's an Alex Jones special or they'll pay a little more.
Yeah.
This is a promotion you do every few weeks, folks. Ted, these are really great deals. Look into it. 800-686-2237. It's the French and Swiss franc, and it's the half dollars and the dollars. Give them a call, 800-686-2237, and tell them Alex Jones and Ted Anderson sent you so the brokers know it's the special.
Yep, definitely do that. And we'll take your calls. We'll get the gold and silver to you as fast as we can get it out the door.
1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. By the way, folks, if my leg keeps hurting as bad as it is, I'm going to go to rebroadcast. This sucker is, I'm not trying to whine, I just want you to know why I may leave. I'm going to try to continue and take calls, have these guests on, but it's getting painful.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the new world order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ah, the old republic. It really was a better place. But now the global crime syndicate is making its move. And most of our fellow Americans don't know what's happening. The classical tyranny is upon us. I was thinking this morning, it really hit me. If normally I can't even grasp the classical tyranny, how serious it is. This is really happening. And I was sitting there brushing my teeth this morning, and I was thinking, the government is really hiring tens of thousands of felons, not just felons, aggravated felons, and having them join the military and police forces. And then I saw them pass a rule at the county commissioners saying they're going to hire felons for the sheriff's department and for the county. I mean, I don't have to go outside of just the counties right around me for cops taking blood without warrants at checkpoints or hiring felons or face scanning cameras or FEMA emergency centers or license plate scanning systems or microphones. It's happening right here where I live. Right here where I live. And I have experienced right here where I live, cops walk up to 100 protesters peacefully on a sidewalk protesting the governor and saying, you're not allowed to protest without a permit. We're going to arrest you. And I looked right at the cop and I said, you know you've lost a bunch of lawsuits. I'm going to personally sue you if you do this. Leave me alone. And he backed off, but barely. Kept saying, okay, we're coming with the riot police. We're coming. They were all dressed across the street, and they backed off. But they don't back off most of the time. Why? Why are you doing this to America? What is your problem? That's criminal what you're doing. I don't care what you say. But let me tell you, in Washington, D.C., they were shouting and yelling at the tourists. I mean, just out in the middle of fields, out in the middle of nowhere. Just the cops will just come over and boss them around. They've been told to. We have been told to be bossed around. As a country, the system has been told, the public has been told to tattle on their neighbors. The police have been told, as a culture, we've been told that tattling on your neighbors is a good thing. That reporting on your, I mean, I remember 10 years ago telling people they had programs all over the country giving kids money to tattle on their parents, report on what's in their houses, have them write essays on it. Now, it's all over the news in Austin and San Antonio, and I see it all over the country. Same program. Cops come in, give them a credit card, $200 on it, when they turn in a family member, and the families go, oh, yeah, I send my son and daughter to school to learn how to report on me. And they have semester-long classes in the 6th and 7th grade where they write essays on mommy and daddy, and it says in the federal grants that the local federal deputized officer will, quote, have access to the children after school and in the playground and at lunch. Our kids just living with spies that sit there getting in the way of the family. I mean, you are dirtbags. You know you deal the drugs. You know you protect the corrupt system, and you're growing. You're not backing off. You're greedy. You're hungry. That's what really brought down Nazi Germany during the war, was that the Gestapo had gotten so greedy in Germany and other nations they controlled that low-level Gestapo guys would literally own towns. They would rob the local people. They would take over all the businesses, and everything would just fall apart. There were well-documented cases where Gestapo would want another German's good-looking wife and just have him taken away and then just rape the woman. She wouldn't like him, so he'd take her out back with a Luger and blow her head off. You're going to live under that, folks. Just horrible, pig-like government officials just having their way with you, just doing whatever they want. We're going to get at the 5 after. We got Richard Gage. We got Kevin Ryan. We got them all coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.